I had great insight into myself. While it was certainly humiliating to discover myself so affected by that postcard, it was even more surprising. Because, well, hell, I thought I was beyond being bugged by my past, you know? I thought I had cemented myself forever from the years of my youth. I was certain that Dr. Maynard and I had succeeded in dismantling the past, second by ticking second, like a time bomb team. I thought we'd left the treacherous device deactivated and dead, powerless to affect me. And see, since I had considered myself cut loose from my past, I had seen no reason to guard that direction, right? Thus it was all for naught, the watchouts, the spinning. Because all my beautiful fortifications, built so cunningly and carefully on Maynard's couch, had been designed in accord with information indicating that the only dangers lay in front, ahead of me, and were fortifications, alas, quite powerless against even the meagerest offensive from the rear. Dig? So that postcard, sneaking up as it had from behind, had caught me more unawares than my aborted suicide. The explosion, though certainly a bit of a shocker, was nevertheless immediately comprehensible, you see? A here and now holocaust. But this postcard was a kidney kick out of the past, coming by the most devious route. It had jumped all customary postal tracks, of course, to travel through dark time zones and bleak wastelands of yore, accompanied by the eerie wailing note of an oleoscope and other science fiction movie background music. Speeding through nimbus shadows along the undulating mist of bubbling dry ice. Then we cut to close-up, ah! A solitary crystal hand appearing at my mail slot, floating there for an instant, like chemical statuary designed to immediately dissolve as soon as it deposits the invitation that requests my humble presence at a gathering being held 12? That long ago? Jesus. 12 years previous to the day of its delivery. Phew! Any wonder it left me a little ringy.